Well, good morning, church.
大家早安.
It's wonderful to be with you again today. I want to thank Pastor Rocky and Dr. Wei and each of you for allowing me the privilege of coming back and speaking to you again today. I also want to thank Dr. Wei for serving as my translator today.
我也很荣幸今天能够代替孟医生替大家翻译, 因为他还在中国旅行。
His English is far better than my Chinese. The last time I was here, I spoke to you on the topic of how can you know that God is real?
上次我在中间讲到我的题目是你怎么知道神是真的?
Today I'd like to speak to you on the topic of how you can know and experience God in your daily life.
今天我要讲的是你怎么能够认识并且经验这位神。
A few years ago, I received a telephone call one Friday afternoon.
几年前有一个礼拜五的晚上我收到一个电话。
It was my brother on the phone telling me that my father had been hospitalized.
是我哥哥告诉我说父亲住院了。
He said that he was in need of a below-the-knee leg amputation.
他说爸爸可能要这个有一只脚膝盖以下要整个截掉。
The reason I was told was because the blood had stopped flowing in the bottom portion of his leg.
因为他的那个血液没有办法流通。
The arteries that were there were no longer working.
因为他的那个动脉阻塞了。
And severe infection had taken over.
而且受到了感染。
And they had scheduled surgery for the next morning to amputate the lower portion of his leg.
第二天早上就要动这个手术，把这个脚切掉。
As I listened, God's Spirit said to my spirit, "Do not allow that to take place."
我那时候心中有一个神给我的感动，就是说我不可以让，我要阻止这件事情。
I asked my brother if it was possible to get the doctor on the phone for a conversation.
我赶快叫哥哥把电话给这个医生，让我跟他讲。
A few hours later, he called back with the doctor on the phone.
几个小时以后，医生打回来了。
I asked if we could delay the surgery at least until Monday morning.
我要求可不可以把这个手术暂时搁延到下个礼拜再做。
He asked why, and I told him because we wanted to give God an opportunity to work in the situation.
医生问我说为什么要这样子，我就说我们要给神一段时间，给我们一个机会来扭转这个事情。
He reluctantly agreed to delay the surgery until Monday morning.
医生很不情愿的，但是最后答应了。During
the weekend, my brother's family, my family, and our churches were praying for my father.
所以那个周末我们都很努力的在祷告。That
God would do a work in his leg.
求神动工，让他的这个脚能够有一个起死回生的机会。
Monday morning, my brother called me and said that he had just heard from the doctor.
礼拜一早上，哥哥打来说，医生有这样的说法。
To the doctor's amazement, blood flow had been restored to the lower portion of my father's leg.
说情况好转了，这个血液能够流通到脚的部分。
He said that a new artery had developed in the bottom portion of his leg that had not been there before.
他说竟然在 那个下半部脚能够长出新的这个血管来，是以前所没有的。
As a result, blood flow had been reestablished and the infection could be treated.
所以这样就不必把这个脚切掉，可以用普通的这种处理感染的方法来解决。
The amputation was not necessary.
所以不需要做这个切除手术。
The doctor had never seen anything like that before.
医生说他从来没有见过这样的情形。
One evening, I was sitting at my kitchen table.
有一天晚上，我坐在厨房的桌子上，桌子旁边。
God again spoke to my spirit.
神，我感觉到神有对我说，
saying that I needed to write a check for a specific amount of money.
说我神感动我要写一个这个支票。
And send it to a pastor friend of mine who lived in another city.
要我把他送到另外一个城市，一个朋友那里。
I did not know why, but I wrote the check, and my wife and I went that evening to mail it.
我不晓得为什么，但是神的给我这样的感动，我就把那个支票写了，当天晚上寄出去。
Three days later, my pastor friend called me on the phone.
三天之后，我这个做牧师的朋友打电话给我。
He said, "How did you know?"
他说你怎么知道
？I said, "Know what?"
我说知道什么呀
？He said that my wife has been diagnosed with a severe medical condition for which she needed tests.
他说你怎么知道我太太被医生诊断需要做一个很重要的这个检验
？He said we did not have the money to pay for those tests.
我们没有这个钱来做这样的检验。
He said the check that you sent was for the exact amount that was needed to cover those tests.
他说你所送的这个支票的数目刚刚好就是那个检验所需要的钱。
The reason I share these stories with you this morning is to demonstrate the difference between religion and Christianity.
今天我跟大家讲这些是要让你知道，所谓的信一个宗教跟真正的基督徒的信仰有什么不同
？A religion is just a bunch of do's and don'ts, or things that you believe.
因为宗教通常就是一些规条，什么该做，什么不该做，然后有一些是你所相信的。
But Christianity is a personal relationship with a living God.
但是我们基督的信仰是一个个人跟这个创造主的关系。
A living God who, when we make His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord of our lives,
而这位活生生的神，是要我们，承认这个神的儿子耶稣基督是我们的主
will speak with us,
这个我们的主会跟我们说话
guide and provide for us,
会指引我们的方向
And become actively involved in our lives.
并且他主动地与我们的生活息息地相关。
And when it is all said and done, give us eternal life.
而且在最后他会给我们这个永远的生命。
Now some of you may be thinking, I am a Christian, but I have never experienced anything like what you just described.
也许在座中间有许多人会说我早就是一个基督徒，但是我怎么从来没有经历到你刚刚所提到的这些事儿
？You may be wondering why not.
也许你问为什么我没有
？Or others here may be thinking, this is the type of life I would like to have. How do I get it?
也许另外有一些人说，这就是我想要的生活，但是我怎么样得到像你这样子的生活
？The short answer is this.We will experience God in such ways when we have established a close personal relationship with Him by allowing Jesus Christ to become the Lord of our life.
要回答这个问题，一个简单的答案就是，我们能够经历神，用这些奇妙的方法来经历神。这个条件是我们必须要跟这位神建立一个很紧密并且是个人的关系，而且让耶稣基督成为我们生命里面的主。
Because when we do that, the Bible tells us that we become a child of God.
我们如果这样做，圣经里面说我们就可以成为神的儿女。
Such a relationship.Is much more than simply knowing about God, or simply believing that He exists, or coming to church. Although all of those things are good.
我刚刚所提到这样一个个人的关系，是远远的超过只是你脑袋里面知道说有这样的神，或者你相信这位神的存在，或者你常常来到教会。虽然这三样事情都是好的事情。
Making Christ Lord means living a life that is totally committed to knowing Him and to pleasing Him. And by being obedient to His word, and submitting to His will.
所谓认耶稣基督为主，是要我们能够全然的啊，委托我们的生命啊，去认识这位啊救主，而且想要讨他的喜悦，听他的话，并且顺服他的旨意。
Let me give you an illustration. How many of you are married? Let me see your hands.
我问大家在座的哪些人是结过婚的，举手。
If you are married, do you simply know about your spouse, or simply believe that he or she exists, or is it something much more than that?
结过婚的人是不是只知道你有个配偶，然后知道这个配偶的存在，还是说你要知道更多的事情？
It is much more than that, right?
当然是要知道更多的事。
Marriage is a daily walk through life with a wife or a husband to whom you are fully committed and whom you would give your life for.
一个婚姻应该是每天你要跟这个人在一起，而且你是对他有一个承诺的啊，你甚至会为他舍弃你自己的生命。
It is with someone that you know and love deeply.
那当然，这个人是你所认识并且深深的爱着的。
And when your marriage consists of these things, you will find yourself in a relationship that brings great joy and great happiness and a deep sense of fulfillment.
当你有这样的婚姻的时候，你会感受到那极大的快乐、喜悦，而且还有一个很深的。这种满足。
The Bible tells us the same thing is true with God.
所以圣经也照样的告诉我们，我们跟神的关系也是这样子。
In fact, the Bible tells us that a marriage like what I have described is an illustration of the relationship that God wants to have with each one of us who will make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life.
事实上，刚刚所提到的婚姻这种甜蜜的关系。在圣经里面就是来预表或者是解释神跟我们每一个信徒之间的关系。
But a marriage like that doesn't just happen. Groundwork must be laid.
但是要达到这样的婚姻状态不是简单的，因为要做很多打基础的工作。
And it's that groundwork.That God has led me to share with you today.
所以今天要跟大家讲的就是这种基础的工作。
The Bible says, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
圣经在雅各书里面说，你们若亲近神，神必就必亲近你们。
That is what God says.
这是神所说的。
To continue with my marriage analogy,
如果继续用婚姻来做比喻
I met my wife in high school.
我在高中的时候就碰到我现在的太太。
And when I met her, I soon found myself wanting to get to know her.
当我遇见她的时候，我就发现我自己很想要继续的去认识她多一点。
I wanted to know everything about her.
我要知道他的一切。
So I did everything I could do to draw close to her.
所以我花尽一切的努力要与她靠近。
I tried to take the same classes she was taking.
我要跟她修同样的课。
I would sit near her at every opportunity.
我找到每一个机会要坐的跟她靠近一点。
I would eat lunch with her.
我吃中饭的时候也找机会坐在她旁边。
She was always on my mind.
她永远在我的脑海里。
I made time and financial sacrifices for her.
我把我的时间跟这个财务上我做一些牺牲为了她。
I would buy her presents and take her on dates.
我会给她买礼物，我会带她出去约会。
I deny buying or doing things for myself so that I could instead please her.
为了取悦她, 我必须要来否定自己, 或是牺牲我自己所想要的东西。
In similar fashion, Jesus says in Luke 9:23, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me.
就像我们刚刚所念的, 耶稣又对众人说, 若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The original Greek words translated come after me mean to pursue as one pursues someone that they are falling in love with.
这边讲的, 跟从, 在希腊原文里面, 是那种, 在dating的时候, 男追女的, 或者是女追男的那种追求。
Jesus said, if we're going to know Him and experience God in that same deep personal way as I've just described in a marriage relationship, we must be willing to do the same things.
耶稣说过，说如果我们要跟神建立这样的关系， 这样很深的个人与个人之间的关系， 那就是我们刚刚所说的，要做的。
We must be willing to commit fully to that relationship and sacrifice for it.
所以我们需要舍己，需要牺牲，才能够做全面的委身。
If we're going to have that kind of relationship with God, we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily.
也就是这边所说的，天天就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
You see, when I fell in love with my wife, it was no longer all about me.
所以当我坠入爱河以后，我所想的就不是只有我自己了。
It was about her.
想的是他。
My life suddenly became intertwined with hers.
我的生命就跟她的生命纠缠在一起。
I wanted what she wanted.
她所要的就是我所要的。
What was important to her became of paramount importance to me.
对她重要的事情对我来说更为重要。
Her priorities became my priorities.
她所关心的优先顺序成为我的优先顺序。
No longer could I put my interests above hers.
我再也不能把我自己的喜好放在她的喜好之上。
The same is true if we want to truly know Christ and experience God's presence in our daily lives.
同样的, 我们如果要跟神建立这样个人的关系,
His priorities must become our priorities.
那么, 神想要神的这个优先顺序就要变成我们的优先顺序。
The things that are important to Him must become of paramount importance to me.
神所看重的事情要成为我们看为至重的事情。
We must be willing to deny ourselves and make sacrifices for Him.
也就是说我们必须要舍己来跟从他。
And just as every sacrifice that I have ever made for my wife has been more than worth it in order to have an incredibly close relationship with her,
我发现我为了我的太太所做的这些舍己的事情是非常值得的，因为我能够跟她有这种非常亲密的关系。
The same is true for the sacrifices that God calls us to make in order to experience His personal presence and love in our lives.
同样的，我们跟神之间的关系，为了我们跟他有个人的关系，并且与神跟神有这种爱的关系，我们的舍己也是值得的。
Jesus said, "Take up your cross daily and follow me."
耶稣说。 天天要背起你的十字架来跟从我。
What is a cross?
什么是十字架呢?
A cross is an instrument of death.
十字架原来是一个执行死刑的工具。
Jesus was saying that if we are to follow Him, If we are truly to make him Lord, we must be willing to die to ourselves and live for him. Go ahead.
所以耶稣讲这句话说，你们要天天背起你们的十字架来跟从我。他的意思就是说，你们需要否定自己，也就是说你自己要死在十字架上，你要为他而活。
Going wherever and doing whatever he may lead.
他要你去哪里，做什么，你就去。
In Romans 10:9, the Bible says, in order for us to be saved,
罗马书十章第九节，这样说到，我们如何能够得救呢？
In other words, to have the type of personal relationship with Christ that provides for our salvation.
另外一句话，换句话来说，如果我们要有这样的跟神之间的关，跟耶稣之间有这样亲密的关系，我们需要做的就是
that will give us eternal life.
这样的关系能够给我们永远的生命。
We must confess him as Lord.
我们必须要口里称他为主。
It says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书十章九节说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
To understand this, we must understand the meaning of two words that are in that verse. The words confess and the word Lord.
我们要了解这个，我们就必须要仔细来分析这两个重要的字眼。一个是认。第二个是主。
The Greek word for confess is the word homologeo.
希腊原文这个认认识耶稣这个认字刚刚讲员讲了，希腊原文叫做 homologeo,
which means to truthfully and accurately acknowledge something.
原文意思是说真实的并且是正确的来承认某个事情。
In this case, that Christ is the Lord and Master of your life.
在这句话里面，意思就是说，你要认耶稣为你的主，而且是你的主人。
It means that we not only call him our Lord, but our actions and our lifestyle demonstrate that he truly is our Lord.
所以我们不但是要嘴巴上称耶稣为主，并且在我们的行动跟我们的生活方式上面都要展现出来他是真正是我们的主。
The word Lord comes from the Greek word kurion.
主这个字在希腊原文里面叫做 kurion,
which means master,
表示主人。
To use driving a car as an analogy, it's like taking us out of the driver's seat of lifeand putting Jesus into it.
如果用开车做个比喻，我们不再是这个开车的人，而是把耶稣请到这个驾驶座上。
Letting him steer our life according to his will and his purposes.
让耶稣来开着你的生命的车，按着他的旨意跟他要给你的这个目的。
Now that may seem scary,But I promise you, it will bring greater joy and happiness to your life than you could ever have on your own.
听起来也许你会心里面惊慌，但是我可以跟大家有这样的保证，就是如果你愿意这样子做，你会感受到生命里面这耶稣所给你带来的极大的喜悦。
You see, the word kurion is a word that comes from the world of first century slavery.
这个希腊原文 kurion 这个字，我们要回到在当初第一世纪的时候那时候的奴隶制度。
Whereby the kurion was the master or lord of the slave or servant.
这个 kurion 就是指拥有这些奴隶的那个主人。
But the word for slave or servant being the Greek word doulos.
这些奴隶或者是仆人在希腊文里面叫做 doulos。
In the context of the first century, the Kyrian had complete total ownership of the doulos.
如果回到当时第一世纪的这样的社会状况，这个主人是拥有所有的权利，这个奴隶所有的东西都属于主人的。
That meant that the entire purpose of the doulos was to serve the will of the master.
当时的奴隶，他们唯一的目的就是来替主人服务。
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
没有休息的。
The doulos, or servant, had no will of his own beyond being totally pleasing and totally obedient to the master.
奴隶必须要全然的来顺服主人的要求。
The doulos had no property of his own and lived with the understanding that everything that he had came from the master and therefore belonged to the master.
这奴隶也没有任何的财产，他的一切都是主人所给他的。
The same is true in your life.
同样的，在我们基督徒的生命也是这样。
God's word tells us that we own nothing apart from the will of God.
圣经说到，我们在这世上拥有没有任何东西是我们拥有的，如果这些东西不在神的旨意里面。
So when Paul in verse 8 tells us that in order to be saved, we must confess Jesus as our Kyrian, our Lord, our Master.
刚刚所提到的第八节，罗马书十章第八节说，我们必须要口认耶稣为主。
What is important is not that we call him our Lord.
重要的不是我们只是称呼他为主。
Or even the fact that we perhaps prayed a prayer expressing our desire that he save us from our sins.
或者只是做一个简单的祷告，来说我们愿意让他来拯救我们的罪恶。
But what is important is that we have allowed him to be the Lord in every area of our life.
更重要的是，我们愿意在我们生活里面的每一个部分都让他成为我们的主人。
The one whose commands we obey and whose will we fully submit to.
我们愿意听他的命令，我们愿意来顺服他的旨意。
The Bible calls this lordship.
所以圣经说，这就是神的主权。
This is why over and over again,Jesus' followers who wrote the New Testament refer to Christ as their Lord, their Kyrian, and themselves as his slaves or servants. In other words, his doulos.
这是为什么在圣经里面，我们特别是新约，我们不断地看到这些使徒们，耶稣基督的信徒们，他们写下来的这些信。都在信里面称他们的称耶稣为他们的主，他们自己是耶稣基督的仆人。
For example, in Romans 1:1, we read Paul, a servant, doulos of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
这影片上面剪出来。罗马书一章一节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
In James 1:1, we read James, a servant, doulos of God, and of the Lord, Kyrian, Jesus Christ.
雅各书说，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各。
Peter says.In 2 Peter 1:1, Simon Peter, a servant, doulos, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
彼得后书第一章第一节，做耶稣基督仆人 和使徒的西门彼得。
Now please understand, my intent here is not to cause anyone to doubt their salvation.
请大家搞清楚，今天我来的目的并不是要让人觉得说你会失去你的救恩。
But it is important that we make a determination as to whether or not we truly have made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life.
今天的目的是让大家认识这个重点，就是你是不是认耶稣基督做你生命的主。
And if we have not, to give us an opportunity today to do so.
如果你还没有这样做，今天我们有一个机会让你认耶稣基督做你的主。
Because if he is truly Lord of our life, we will be obedient to all of his commands and fully submissive to his will.
因为如果他真是你的主的话，你会顺服他的命令，你会遵行他的旨意。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus asked, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
路加福音第六章四十六节，耶稣问说，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵守我的话去行呢？
Do you see the contradiction? You cannot call Jesus Lord and fail to be obedient to him.
所以你在这里可以看到一个矛盾，你不能够称耶稣基督是主，但是你所做出来的事情却是不遵行他的话。
This is of critical importance in regard to our salvation.
这对我们的得救是一个非常重要的事情。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
马太福音七章二十一节，耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
In Matthew 7, verse 22, Jesus says that on the day of judgment, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
下一节就是七章二十二节，马太，耶稣继续说，当审判的日子，必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Why? Because our salvation is not based upon calling him Lord, but upon asking him to be and allowing him to be the Lord and Master, the Kyrion of our lives.
为什么耶稣会讲这样的话？因为我们的得到拯救并不是只是靠嘴巴上说我们要称耶稣基督为主，而是要请求主来进到我们的生命里面，并且愿意让主耶稣成为我们生命的主。
Now to be clear, I am not talking salvation by works here.
我要请大家注意，我在这里也不是我的讲法也不是说你的救恩是要靠着个人的努力去得到。
But I am talking lordship.
我的重点是神主权。
Because the Bible is clear, our salvation is by grace, not by works.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，我们得救是靠着恩典，不是靠着个人的功德或成就。
But that grace is extended only to those who receive Christ truly as Lord.
但这样的恩典是只给这些愿意让耶稣 做他救主的人。
And if you want God through Christ to disclose himself to you, lordship is required.
如果你要神向你显明他自己, 那么你就要把主权献上给神。
In John 14:21, Jesus said,
约翰福音第14章21节说,
Whoever has my commandments and keeps them,
耶稣说,有了我的命令又遵守的,
He it is who loves me.
这人就是爱我的。
And I will love him, and he will be loved by my Father.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他,我也要爱他。
And I will disclose myself to him.
并且我要向他显现。
I can tell you from experiences like those I shared earlier, this is true.
我可以跟大家讲说这些都是你能够经历的，就像我一开始跟大家分享我自己的经历。
So let's spend a few minutes to discuss the application of what we've learned here today.
所以今天让我们看看我们如何把今天所听到的这篇道运用在我们的
In the first of the Ten Commandments, found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, God commands us, saying, You shall have no other gods before me.
圣经旧约出埃及记20章30节，这个神给以色列人的十诫里面，第一个就说到，说除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
These other gods are always referenced with a little g.
这些所谓别的神在圣经里面都是用小字的g这个god来写。
Rather than being capitalized like our Lord God.
只有提到我们的创造天地的神的时候是大写的g.
The Bible calls these little g gods idols.
圣经说这些小的 小写的神，圣经称他们为偶像。
Now you may be used to thinking about an idol as a carved image of an animal or some figure which people worship.
当我们听到偶像的时候，常常我们所想到的只是这些木头或泥巴所雕刻出来的偶像，让人家膜拜的。
But in reality, the Bible teaches us that an idol is any person, place, or thing that we trust in or give greater importance to than being obedient to the Lord.
但实际上在圣经里面所提到的偶像，指的是任何的人、地方或者是事情，我们给这些东西，超过神，它的重要性
In my nearly 40 years of ministry, I have seen many types of idols which have kept people from being obedient to God.
在我40年的教会的这个服事里面，我看过许许多多的人，有许许多多不同的偶像。
First, there is the idol of self.
第一个是这个偶像，就是你自己。
Where life becomes all about what people want to do, regardless of what God has to say about it.
第一个就是我爱怎么做就怎么做，不管神要我们怎么做。
For example, young people who are engaging in sexual conduct outside of marriage.
比如年轻人常常犯的婚外的性行为。
Or perhaps homosexual relationships.
甚至同性恋的关系。
Despite the fact that God's word expressly forbids such conduct.
尽管圣经里面很清楚的禁止这样的这两种行为。
People who are engaged in adulterous relationships, which God's word expressly forbids.
同样的，成人里面婚外性行为，婚外的这个不洁的关系。
people for whom viewing pornography has become more important than obeying God's commands to guard themselves from such lustful activities.
或者是忽视神的要求，要求你圣洁，反而陷到这个喜欢看这些色情的东西。
Or people who give the appearance of being a Christian on Sunday.
另外一种偶像是，好像礼拜天是一个像样的基督徒。
But who during the week are willing to lie, cheat, steal, or harm others to gain material wealth or get ahead.
或者在非礼拜天做的仍然是撒谎、欺骗、偷盗。或者是占人家的便宜。
Sometimes family members or others become idols.
有时候我们的家人或是我们周遭的其他人成为我们的偶像。
They become idols to us when pleasing them becomes more important than knowing or becoming obedient to God.
我们为了取悦这些人，超过我们愿意取悦神。
For example, I have known many who have felt the call of Christ on their hearts to receive Him, but have been unwilling to do so because of what family members or others might think.
我看过很多的人，当神呼召他们成为一个基督徒，来接受主耶稣做他们救主的时候，他们不愿意这样做，因为他们害怕别人怎么看。
For others, money has become an idol.
还有一些人，钱财成为他们的偶像。
Money has become their little g god.
钱财变成他们的这些小神。
Because their love and reliance upon it is more important to them than their obedience to God.
因为他们对钱财的喜爱跟对钱财的依赖超过了他们对神的顺服。
The Bible commands us to bring 10% of our gross income to the church and to give it to God.
圣经要求我们基督徒要从你收入的收入的十分之一，甚至是税前的十分之一来做十一奉献。
That is what the Bible calls a tithe.
是圣经里面说到的十一奉献。
Are you tithing?
请问你有做到十一奉献吗？
If Christ is truly your Lord, you will be, because God's word commands it.
如果你是真正的认耶稣基督是主，你就会这样做，因为神的话要求这样做。
In fact, when we fail to tithe, do you know what God calls us in the Bible?
如果我们在十一上面没做好，神怎么说我们？
He calls us robbers.
神说我们是夺取他的人。
In Malachi chapter 3 verse 8, God says, Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, How have we robbed you? God's response? In failing to give your tithes and contributions.
在旧约马拉基书三章八节，神这么说，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的公物上面。
And then to those who are robbing him, he says this in the next two verses.
神说这些夺取他东西的人，在下面两节，他这样子谴责他们。
You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me.
神说你们要受到咒诅。
Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts.
马拉基书三章九节跟十节。 说因你们通国的人都夺取我的公物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们将要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮。
If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down a blessing until there is no more need.
以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾福于你们，甚至无处可容。
I can assure you that is true.
我跟大家讲，这个神的话语是真的。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, God's word tells us.
在提摩太后书第三章一到五节，神这么说。
But understand this, that in the last days, people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, and having the appearance of godliness but denying its power.
三章，提摩太后书三章一到五节说，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
Unfortunately, these verses describe many who call themselves Christian.
很可惜，我们也看到很多人自称是基督徒，却做的是刚刚所念到的事情。
Who rather than being fully committed, fully submissive, fully obedient to God,
他们没有对主全然的信靠、顺服。
So that he might work powerfully in their lives,
没有让神在他们的身上做那强而有力的这些工作。
Take only on an appearance of godliness.
他们就是刚刚所提到的，表面上有敬虔的外貌。
Having Bibles, they fail to read them.
他们拥有圣经，却从来不读。
Reading them, they fail to follow the commandments which God has set forth in it.
或者读了圣经却不去做。
Taking on a form of godliness, when we get dressed up to come to church, but we cannot even follow the command to do more than just place a tip in the offering, or perhaps nothing at all.
或者是你穿得很好的、光鲜的来到教会，但是你却不愿意接受神在你身上的工作，然后走的时候你给神一些小费丢在这个奉献箱里面，甚至有时候连小费都没给。
Instead of a tithe.
给的是小费，而不是当献的十分之一。
Living lives through the week, making slanderous comments about those with whom we work.
在一周的生活里面，我们或有人喜欢说三道四。
Or those that we go to school with.
在别人的后面散发谗言。
Or even fellow church members and leaders in the church.
甚至讲你自己弟兄姐妹的闲话。
As the Bible says, swollen with conceit and pride and too arrogant to be fully obedient to Christ.
像圣经所说的，自高自大，以至于他无法让神，无法去接受，或者顺服，耶稣。
How about you today?
所以你今天是在什么样的光景？
Are you being fully obedient to God?
你是百分之百的向神顺服吗？
Or as I speak, is the Holy Spirit of God bringing to your mind areas of your life where you are not being fully obedient.
或者当我讲到这里，你感觉到圣灵在向你说话，说你在生命的某些区域，你是不愿意顺服神的。
If you were to die today, and standing before Jesus, saying, Lord, Lord, would you hear him say, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but did not do what I commanded?
假如你这一刻离开这个世界，
Depart from me.
你到了神面前， 你敢称他主啊主啊，你会不会听到神跟你说，我不认识你？
For I was never truly your Lord.
为什么我从来不是你生命的主？
If you're concerned that that might be you, we're going to have a time of invitation right now.
如果你有这样的感动，你觉得你亏欠了神，
If God has laid on your heart areas where you are not being obedient to Him as Lord,Let's take care of that this morning.
如果你觉得你在哪些地方没有顺服神，我们今天早上来对付他。
I will invite you right now.
我要邀请大家，就是现在，
to slip out of your pew,
从你的座位里面走出来，
and to come forward and take care of business with God.
来到这里，跟神把这个账算清楚。
God is working in here today.
我相信神今天在这里动工。
I can see it on many of your faces.
我在你们的脸上可以看到。
He has brought to your mind areas that you are not being totally obedient.
他让你今天看到你在哪些地方没有顺服他的旨意。
Right now, he's giving you the opportunity to slip out and come forward.And commit to being obedient to Him. Will you do that?
今天神给你这样一个机会，你如果在哪个地方没有做到，请你走出来。
Please, don't sit there worrying about what someone next to you might think. You see that there are many who need to come.
不要在那里害怕别人怎么看你。
As these are coming, there may be others of you here this morning.
也许还有在座其他的人
who have never asked Jesus into their life to become their Lord.
从来没有要求耶稣进到你的心里面，成为你的主。
There may be some who have never asked Him.To be the Lord and Savior of their life.
或者你认为你得救了，但是你从来没有跟神说，请你做我生命的主。
So that you might know if you died today, you would have eternal life with Jesus.
你愿意在今天清楚地知道神是你的主吗？
Pastor Rocky, come on down front, please.We're going to give you an opportunity right now to pray to your Father in heaven. And I'm going to help you. A prayer of obedience. You can pray quietly. But if God has shown you today there are areas of your life where you have not made Him Lord, where you are not being obedient,Pray right now with me.
让我们借着这个机会来做这样的祷告，在我们亏欠神的方方面面，我们来忏悔。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们祷告，低头。
Dear Jesus.Your Spirit has laid upon my heart areas of my life where I have not been obedient to you. Right now, I turn these areas over to you. Now, brothers and sisters, what I want you to do is to name quietly to him the areas he's laid upon your heart that you have not been obedient.
弟兄姐妹们，你们自己在神面前默默地承认你在哪些地方亏欠了他。
And pray, Lord, these are the areas I have not been obedient in.
默默地向他祷告认罪。
Name each one.
认每一个亏欠他的地方。
I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for my lack of obedience. I ask you to cleanse me of the sin of disobedience in these areas.
求主赦免我们在各方面的过犯， 求主的宝血涂抹。
And from this moment forward, dear Lord,
从此刻起, 亲爱的主,
with your help, I am committing to be totally obedient.
求主帮助我在这些跌倒的地方 能够全然的,
to you.
翻转过来,
totally obedient to you.
让我能够完全的顺服, 主你的旨意。
Now, if there are some of you here who want to, for the very first time, accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, I'm talking specifically to you now.
如果在我们中间有还没有认识主的, 今天你愿意接受主耶稣做你的救主。
I will lead you in a prayer that will ask Christ to become your Lord and Savior.
我会愿意为你做一个祷告, 让耶稣进到你的心里, 成为你的救主。
And to forgive you of your sins.
让他饶恕你的罪。
The Bible promises us that to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
圣经应许我们, 当我们愿意认耶稣基督为主, 我们就成为神的儿女。
So if you want to, for the first time, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
如果这是第一次你愿意接受主耶稣做你的救主,
as truly your Lord,
而且是你生命的主,
your Master, your Kyrion, pray with me right now.
你可以跟我做这样的祷告。
Dear Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner.
亲爱的主耶稣, 我承认我自己是一个罪人。
That there have been things in my life displeasing to you.
在我生命里面有一些地方是不讨你喜悦的。
I ask you to forgive me of these sins.
求主饶恕我。
I ask you to cleanse my body and my soul of them.
求主洁净我的身体跟灵魂。
And help me, Lord, to do a about face in my life.
求主帮助我建立信心,
to serve you,
好让我能够服侍你。
And right now, I ask Jesus,
现在我就求主耶稣,
to come into my life
进到我的生命里
as my Lord
做我的主
and my Savior
也做我的救主
in Jesus' name
奉靠耶稣基督的名
Thank you, Jesus
祷告感谢
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, my goodness, God has worked this morning. Do you know, my dear friends, that when Jesus first walked on this earth, he changed the world with 12 people.
主耶稣第一次来到世上，他靠着十二个人翻转了这个世界。
Pastor Rocky, I wonder what God can do to the world of Mishawaka, much less China, with this many people committed to Him.
如果我们有这么多的人愿意，委身给主耶稣，我们就能够翻转 Mishawaka, 甚至全中国、全世界。
I want to thank you this morning for your honesty with God.
我为大家的诚实来感谢神。
And I want to ask if anyone here who has come forward has received Jesus for the first time this morning.
有哪几位是第一次愿意接受主耶稣的？
That you come up and let Pastor Rocky and I know that.
请你现在到前面，跟前面来，第一次信主的。
When we close the service.Because we will want to give you some additional time. Okay? If anyone has done that. So let's close this service. And Pastor Rocky, I wonder if you would do so for us, please.